Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, New York Giants football fans. Welcome back to another rant by Neek of the Neek and Rue Pro Football Talk Show. This is Neek, one of the biggest diehard Giants fans out there. And welcome to part three of my rant about the state of the New York Giants franchise and what I can't stand. And I'm going to give a rant probably about each and every week. I don't know. It depends on how I feel. But what just made me do this today was co-owner Tish. Mr. Tish comes out of nowhere and says, me and Mr. Marr are going to have a talk this offseason about where are we going as a franchise, as an organization, as a New York Giants organization. You got to understand, fans, our co-owner has the nerve comes out and make a statement saying that him and the other owner, Mr. Mayor, are going to have to sit down and discuss where this franchise is going? What the hell? I cannot believe I heard this statement. This does not make any sense. Really, it doesn't. Because it makes you ask, as a fan, what the hell's been going on the last since Coughlin left? Seriously, I mean, I don't get this. We have to sit down and really discuss where we're going? Oh, my gosh. So what have you been doing? What have you two been doing? Mr. Tish, what the hell have you been doing? What do you do on a daily basis? Mr. Mayor, what do? You guys just, what, come get together and come out and make a statement before the season starts, then towards the end of the season when we suck? Just come out of nowhere and say, well, we got to discuss this. I mean, this is ludicrous. Because right now, I just, as a diehard Giants fan, I can't jump ship because I love my Giants. Like for new fans that tuning into this each and every week, I've been a Giants fan since 1984 when I was 4 years old. You understand that? That's a long ass time. 35 years. I can't just do it. I'm not one of those fans just jump ship. I can't do it. But when you have an owner, a co-owner, who comes out and make this outlandish, ludicrous statement, like, we just have to sit down and discuss where we're going? Like, this should be talked about every day. I mean, you should be having discussions with Dave Gettleman, your general manager, about players you're bringing in. I mean, is there a lack of communication in that building? I mean, are you guys not communicating with Gettleman? What's going on? Like, really? The owners of this franchise, which is supposed to be one of the most prominent, proud franchises in the NFL, in the history of the NFL. You come out and make a statement by my owner, the owner of my team, the team that I love, making this kind of statement? It's just mind-boggling. I don't get it. I don't understand this. I just don't. It's really baffling. Because I know you guys had the discussion about McAdoo. I can't stand that guy. Oh, that guy was just terrible. But then again, you bring in Shermer. I really wish I was in that interview. Because I just don't understand how in the hell did Shermer impress you enough to become the head coach of this New York Giants organization after what we went through with Wackadoo. But Shermer was the guys that you got, was the guy that you thought could lead us. And you see that was a joke. Shermer's just laughing. The joke's been played. Hey, you guys want to hear my joke? Listen to this. I'm Pat Shermer. I'm the New York Giants head football coach. Wait till you see my joke in the year one and year two, maybe year three. Terrible. One of the worst jokes ever. Now, news just came out this past week. Ron Rivera ex-Carolina Panthers head football coach, got fired. A lot of Giants fans asked me, they said, Neek, what do you think about Rivera for the Giants? Hey, I look at it like this. You can't go wrong. He's definitely an upgrade over Wackadoo. He's definitely an upgrade over Shermer. I like Rivera. I do. He's a no-nonsense type of guy. He gets respect from his players. He knows how to control that locker room. The guys listen to him. He's a family man, always keeps his family around the team facility. One thing, that's one thing as a coach, I'm a coach as well, that I love. I mean, especially for the NFL, being an NFL head coach, that's a full-time job. A lot of hours, a lot of grueling hours. You hardly get to see your family. You're always at the office. You're always at the stadium. You're always getting things ready. But I like this guy because he's a family man. He keeps his family around with him at work, which is great. That just, I mean, that says a lot about his character as a family man, as a person. I like that. But for what we need right now, I think you can't do no wrong than Rivera. Seriously, what he did in Carolina, he did a lot. Now, I understand a lot of fans sitting there looking, well, they were terrible this year. Yeah, I get that. I mean, they had a rookie quarterback. You're going to have those type of seasons. You know, it might not go so well, I mean, but you got an undrafted rookie quarterback in Kyle Allen, who's actually been playing, you know, each week in, week out. He's up and down, hit or miss, but he's going through rookie growing pains as an NFL quarterback, rookie NFL quarterback. Come on, cut him some slack. And he doesn't have the best of weapons. I mean, DJ Moore, Olsen, you know, he's always usually injured. Curtis Samuel hasn't done anything. So he doesn't have a lot of weapons he's throwing to. So, you know, don't hate on the young kid. I mean, he has a promising future if he has some weapons. So Rivera for us, it depends on any other candidates that are out there. Some people said, what about Lincoln Riley? I mean, we have to see what Lincoln Riley does with Oklahoma. You know, if they can keep that game competitive against LSU, maybe. But I like Lincoln Riley. Offensively, he'd be perfect for us. Seriously, the guy is an offensive guru. You see what Oklahoma's offense looks like. You see what he does with quarterbacks, what he could do with Daniel Jones. I would love it. Long as he go out there and get a defensive coordinator. Seriously, if he goes out there and grabs us a defense coordinator who knows what the hell he's doing, knows how to utilize his players and put them in the right schemes, then I'm all for that. Long as he just sticks with the offense, do as he does as the head coach as well. And like I said, leave up the defense to a proven veteran defensive coordinator who knows what the hell he's doing, because Betcher is not it. Betcher doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's lost. And don't get me started on Betcher. I've talked about him enough. I mean, it's just sad. Janoris Jenkins came out this past week, was just talking about why he's not shadowing the number one wide receiver. He doesn't get it. I don't get it either. I'm just dumbfounded by him as a hire. I mean, I get, you know, we coming over from Carolina. I understand that. But to run a 3-4 defense, no, that's just no. We don't have the right guys to run a 3-4 defense. It is not the right fit. I mean, come on. You draft DeAndre Baker. DeAndre Baker, who was a man-to-man corner in college at Georgia. That was his strength. That's what led him to be go in the first round, be a high draft pick. But you decide to have him playing zone, which he's playing 15 yards off the line of scrimmage, and he's not comfortable. And then our defense, week in and week out, we're ranked near the bottom of pass defense because there's a lot of miscommunication. You got a 35-year-old safety who's still starting. I don't get that either. So it was just not a great fit. And now we're at the point of the season where the season is over with. I still don't understand why Bethea is still playing. That goes with coaching. That goes with the defensive coordinator. That also goes with the head coach. That doesn't make any sense. He should be sitting on the bench. His time in New York City with the New York Giants is done. It's over with. I still don't get why he's starting. Julian Love, I'm glad he got some playing time. He looked decent last week. I've been calling for him. Ballantyne been calling for him to play. So the rookies are starting to finally play. I get that. They should have been playing a lot sooner because this season was washed. And then also the news came out about Evan Engram. He's actually not going to be playing tomorrow night. Evan Engram, I like him. Very talented. Has a lot of skill. Has great speed. Decent hands. It could be a matchup nightmare for opposing defenses. Issue with him, he's not durable. Can't stay healthy. That's the biggest issue on him. Next season, I'm pretty sure he'll probably be back with us next season, but we're probably going to have to find another tight end. And I'm curious to see what Caden Smith does the rest of the season for us. He did look good last week, but he plays tomorrow night. Let's see what he does against the Eagles. Now, Eli Manning is going to finish out the season for us. Not finish out the season. He actually going to be starting tomorrow night. I don't know about Daniel Jones and that high ankle sprain. I know he's in a walking boot right now. Ankle injuries takes a little time. But Daniel Jones, listen, we're not trying to rush you. You're the franchise QB. If we need to shut you down for the season, I understand you're a competitor. You want to play a little bit more. If this is Eli Manning's farewell tour, that's fine. I'm okay with Eli just finishing out the season. I'm fine with that. Heading into tomorrow night's game, Eli Manning's going to have majority of the weapons, his offensive weapons, at his hand. Only weapon's going to be missing tomorrow night is going to be Evan Ingram, but it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how Eli Manning does. I hope he does well, but the way I look at it like this, we are right now, if you're looking at the NFL draft right now, draft position, we are slated to be picking second in the 2020 NFL draft. Now, I don't want to see, as a true diehard Giants fan, I love my Giants. I don't wish them to lose. But right now, I'm okay if they lose the next final four games. I'm fine with that. Because far as draft position, we need that number two pick. We need to stay there, and we need to get Chase Young. Chase Young is the best defensive player in this draft. We need a pass rusher. So if we could just stay there, number two, hopefully the games we play in will be competitive. Like I said, I hope Eli does his thing tomorrow night. He is going up against a terrible Eagles secondary. He should do his thing. He should light them up. But Eli hasn't played since, week two? So it's been a long time since he's seen some live action. And you know Jim Schwartz, Eagles defensive coordinator, is going to be throwing some blitzes against Eli just to say, hey, welcome back, Eli. Welcome to play again. We're coming after you. Just want to let you know we're coming after you. But, yeah, I wish Eli does well tomorrow night. I hope he goes out there and plays a good game. I hope the Giants can keep a little bit competitive. I can't stand the Eagles. I hate the Eagles with a passion. I hope we do win. But for this sake right now, we need to lose. We need to get Chase Young. We need to lose tomorrow night, and we need to lose next week against the Dolphins. I hope, hopefully, Ryan Fitzpatrick lights us up because, like I said, we need to tank. We need to tank for Chase Young. We need to lose, continue to lose. And listen, if the Bengals end up beating the Dolphins, I think they play the Dolphins in a couple weeks. Who knows? Bengals can move to number two, and right then and there, we can move into that number one overall pick, which would be a great fit for us because – a great predicament for us because think about it. If we have the number one overall pick, there are going to be a lot of teams calling for that number one spot. I'm telling you right now, quarterback teams that want Burrow, because Burrow is the truth. What Burrow just did this season for LSU, the quarterback, he's going to win the Heisman. He dominated week in and week out against SEC competition. And you got to keep in mind, fans, the SEC is the best defense, has the best defenses in the nation for college football, and he dominated week in and week out against Alabama. You saw what happened this past weekend against Georgia in the SEC championship game. Joe Burrow, he's the truth. He's the real deal. And there's going to be a lot of teams that want this kid. I'm not going to say he's going to be the next Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, but this kid has a bright future ahead. And if the Giants are sitting there number one, those phone calls coming in, if people want to give us King's ransom to move up to that spot, you got to listen to the offer. Now, I don't know if Gettleman's going to be there. Like I said, I don't know what Mara and Tisha are going to be talking about. I don't know where this organization is going to be going. But listen, Gettleman, Mara and Tisha, if you guys have this meeting, have this sit down and talk, go out and get a coach who knows what the hell he's doing. If you're not sold on our general manager, Dave Gettleman, I got a guy for you, Lewis Reddick. I like Reddick from ESPN. I think he'd be a perfect no-name guy. Seriously, he's not a real well-known, hire. But I think Reddick, with his expertise, his insight that he gives on TV, a lot of people talking about Mike Mayock wasn't a good fit in Oakland. Look what he did his first year in Oakland. Lewis Reddick knows talent. I think he'd be a great fit for us. So go get a general manager. If you don't want to get him, go get Reddick. And best of luck to our organization. That's all I can say.